Gratitude is an attitude. So, hello everyone. I'm so thankful to be here today with you. We're going to explore what being thankful really means and also how to show gratitude in all circumstances. Did your mother or father ever tell you when you were small to be grateful and say thank you? That was said to us with utmost sincerity. Our parents or whoever raised you was trying to teach us proper manners and that they as they should. But was it to be grateful? Is it different than being thankful? Let us think about this from this perspective. If something good or exciting happens, it is easy to be thankful. For example, if someone gives you a gift or you receive some happy news, at that moment, we feel very thankful. Is it important to show happiness and be thankful? And that is not a bad thing. However, thankfulness is not enough to keep us in a positive mindset. Setbacks and things that we are not thankful for will always interfere with our thankfulness. But thankfulness is a reaction. Thankfulness involves how we feel in the moment. And like all feelings, eventually it fades. Thankfulness is temporary emotional response to a temporary circumstance. For example, most people generally say thank you to be polite if someone holds the door so you can walk through or stands aside so that you can pass. In these occasions, it's perfectly acceptable to simply tell the person thank you. These are all good manners. Gratitude is a chosen state of mind, where thankfulness is an emotion. Gratitude is an attitude of appreciation under any circumstance. Gratitude involves being thankful, but is more than that. Gratitude means expressing thankfulness and being appreciative of life daily, even when nothing exciting happens. It's all about our attitude. Let's look at an example of true gratefulness. This scripture I'm about to read is often read during an offertory, but I think it's appropriate for this discussion. So if we would turn to Mark 12 and verse 41. Now Jesus sat opposite the treasury and saw how people were putting money into the treasury, and many were rich and much. Then one poor widow came and threw in two mites, which makes a quadrant. So he called his disciples to himself and said to them, "Surely I say to you that this poor widow must put in more than all those who gave to the treasury, for all they put in out of their abundance. But she out of her poverty put in all that she had, her whole livelihood. So that's what I would call an example of showing gratitude, besides showing a great deal of faithfulness. Like anything, showing gratitude, it must be learned, like being thankful or learning how to give to some others. So how can we learn gratitude? Well, we can pray about it. When we pray, express true gratitude towards God. Thank Him for all your blessings. And along with that, we also need to meditate on things. Meditate on God's creation. I can say God's creation and not Satan, of what Satan has made, being that take time to appreciate the blessings of His creation, the nature that is around you, the sky above, and the wildlife that's there. Do something that is helpful to someone, like giving your time to someone or taking them somewhere that is helpful to them. Basically, doing something that is not just for yourself. Now let's look at an example in the Bible, Philippians 4:8. It says, "Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, and whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, and whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue, and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things." We should learn to be thankful because God is worthy of our thanksgiving. It is only right to credit Him for every good thing and perfect gift He gives. As it says in James 1 and verse 17, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning. So when we are thankful, our focus moves off of selfish desires, off the pain of current circumstances. Expressing thankfulness helps us to remember that God is in control. As it says in Philippians 1:3, "I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine, making requests for all, for you all with joy." Thankfulness, then, is not only appropriate, it is actually healthy and beneficial to us. It reminds us of a bigger picture that we belong to God, and that we have been blessed with every spiritual blessing. And this is how we, then let's turn to Psalms 118 and verse 19. "Open to me the gates of righteousness, and I will go through them, and I will praise the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord. Those which the righteous shall enter, I will praise you, for you have answered me, and I have become my salvation." This reminds me of a popular scripture that we have here, Luke 12, verse 32. It says, "Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom." So coupled with that, open our gates of righteousness, and we will walk through them. Meaning that He has blessed us with salvation. Let's re-examine these points again. Thankfulness is a reaction. It involves how we feel at the moment, and those feelings eventually will fade. Thankfulness is a temporary emotional response to a temporary circumstance. But on the other hand, since thankfulness is an emotion, gratitude is an attitude of appreciation. Under any circumstances, gratitude involves being thankful, but it is more than that. Gratitude means expressing thankfulness and being appreciative of life's daily event, even when nothing exciting happens. Colossians 3:17, and whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to him and the Father by him. Our parents raise us with the best intentions, teaching us proper manners, as they should, to be thankful. We have learned that it is our attitude that is what is was true value. In 1 Thessalonians 5:16, rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances. For this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Remember, the key part is we give thanks in all circumstances, whether they be good or bad, because it could be a trial that we're having, and we should also be thankful for that. We're about to take part in a national holiday this week. Thanksgiving is being celebrated to show our thanks and gratitude to all the blessings that God has given us. These blessings are a part of the blessings to Abraham, as it says in Genesis 22:17. Blessing, I will bless you. And multiplying, I will multiply your descendants as the stars of the heaven and as the sands in which is on the seashore, and your descendants shall possess the gates of their enemies. And your seed, all the nations of the earth, shall be blessed because you have obeyed my voice. We're living in a blessed nation. So this coming Thursday, keep in mind that it is about our attitude and in how we show our thankfulness to God. That is what has true value. So for the closing scripture, turn to Psalms 95:2. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with song. So now let us make joyful noise with a song.